Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The following is a presentation of the Force Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Force Center show. That's right. A Force Center show is a show about Star Wars pop culture and the ultimate adventure life itself. And today is our show, Subjective Wars. This is where we get together and we debate something that you might think is simple. You might have heard the arguments before, but it is our views. And it doesn't mean our views are right, but they're our views. And we discuss them. Not fight, not debate, not trivia wars, none of that. We're here to figure out the true answers out there today. I'm Ken Napsok, and today we're going to be looking to the skies with a very important question. Window seat or aisle seat on an airplane? With me, as always, as you can see if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening, you can assume they're here. It's just a description of Jennifer Landa. Joseph, are you ready to take to the skies?
Oh, yes. I'm very, very excited to be sitting at my home in my single seat where I can look out the window or get up and go to the bathroom. Either way. Without any of the tension that's going to be in this discussion.
Yes, you're hitting on the key points right there. Jennifer, are you ready to take the skies? And I say that with an asterisk.
Absolutely, because my hands are already getting clammy at your introduction of describing where we are headed. I'm not exaggerating. They are getting sweaty. I'm going to start clutching my seat as I do on airplanes.
First, so then we first must give a lot of kudos to Jennifer for powering through a flight anxiety, we'll call it, which I understand. I used to have that a lot.
Really?
Did not get onto a plane late in life, till later in life. I was 30 before I took my first plane flight. I had to get drunk to get on the plane, and it was a flight to Vegas. And to now where it's one of my favorite things to do. So I feel you. No one's going to mock you, Jen. It's a real thing. We're just going to work through the conversation today.
You have to share your tips with me.
Well, I just did. It's rum. It's whiskey. I don't know. We'll discuss it off air. I don't know. But anyways, it's an age old question. Window seat or aisle seat? Which one do you prefer? Which one is better? We're going to talk about the rules. We're talking about the etiquette. The poor person sitting in the middle. Well, you're out of the discussion today because we all know that's not the good seat. Unless Joseph, do you have any secret love of the middle seat?
I do not. No, it is the worst of both worlds as far as I'm concerned. But I was thinking about that. I try to keep in mind the tattoo rule when we talk about Star Wars. Like whatever character we talk about, somebody's probably got a tattoo of them. They're probably somebody's favorite. Like, does anyone have a tattoo of a middle seat? Is that anyone's? I think there might be people who like fly a lot and they're like, the middle seats are easier to get. There's blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They might have some tactics that I'm unaware of. But I've never personally met somebody who's like, the middle seat is where it's at.
I got stuck on one long flight back from New York after a convention in the middle and with workmates, and they're sleeping on both sides. And I just remember I was in the middle seat just going, this is hell. This is hell.
Oh, God.
I couldn't lean. I couldn't do anything. Anyways.
Easier to get to the bathroom, I guess, but yeah.
A little bit.
Right, so marginally.
Let's start the bidding off. We always like to say, hey, where are we coming from? Joseph, you say, hey, what are our biases about seats? Jen, where are you? I want to start with you because I just want to maybe like plane flights, just get it over with. Let's take off and go. Jen, where are you going to the seats?
Yeah, I initially thought I had a very clear idea. There's some current events that have happened that have slightly changed that. I always find myself as a parent because my kids want the aisle. I mean, my kids want the window seat. So I always end up sitting in the aisle. And so I could go either way. I'm kind of conflicted on this. That's what I'm putting out there.
But Jen, this is we're not talking to Jen the mother. We're talking to Jennifer Landa. What do you want to sit in?
I don't want to be sitting on the window. The side is going to blow out.
Nobody died.
Nobody died. But but at the same time,
okay.
I need to be able to look out and see what's going on out there, because if there's turbulence, it's really helpful for me to look and see what's going on. If I can't, I start like hyperventilating. And I literally was like to my daughter, put up the window. I need to see the horizon. I need to see what's going on. Not the horizon, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. You need, feeling like you want to verify that there isn't lightning, that you want to verify that the turbulence isn't a dragon. Like what about
the creatures in the window?
Yeah. Yeah. What about looking out gives you a little bit more of your sense of control back?
It helps me know, like my dad told me, think of it like you're in a boat. The plane is just like kind of riding the waves. It's all right. Mm-hmm. It's normal for it to be, you feel some sort of motion. Mm-hmm. And so like, if I see on the outside, we're going, meh, 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 that's bad. And I actually, everyone was asleep on the plane and I saw that we were going through clouds with lightning. And I was like, oh my gosh, is anybody else seeing this? I just see lightning in the distance. It was terrifying.
I hope the pilots are seeing this.
I'm so sorry. It would be cool for me, but I understand that it is terrifying for you, and I respect that.
No, because it's like
I respect your terror. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. If it's not like hit the wing, I'd be like, well, at least that's a cool way to go.
This is horrible.
All right, Joseph. Many air flight stories to tell, but where are you sitting? You fly a lot. Your drunk bear picture for the Minnesota airport is a staple of. I laugh every time. I want you to release a coffee book of that of those photos over the years. You fly a lot. Where are you sitting?
Yeah, so I'll get back to the drunk butt star bear because I want to make sure that people know what the hell I'm talking about. Like, where's he seeing a drunk bear? He's really drinking a lot to get on a flight. Every time he flies, he sees a bear. That's not right. I am a long time window human who is considering becoming an aisle human. So this is for me like shopping of like, here's my history. I did not get to fly. We didn't have the money, and my parents Same. Didn't make it a priority to try to get the money. I was like Luke on Tatooine. I craved adventure. I wanted to ski, but my parents didn't have the money and were afraid. I wanted to go fast and have excitement and adventure and go places and do things. I wanted to be in an X-Wing. So eventually, when I was 19 or 20, my mom wanted to visit her mother, my grandmother, who had moved to Texas, to the most southern part of Texas. And we took a Greyhound bus for, like, I think $69 each, which nowadays they'd never do it for $69 just for the unfortunate jokes. It was a great experience in an utter hellscape. We ended up on all sorts of buses. We ended up in the night during a thunderstorm, the bus driver literally shouting, "Does anyone know how to get to Omaha?" Because the Greyhound driver was lost. So we make it to Texas, you know, like, I don't know how long. I think it was supposed to take like 2 days and it took four or something like that. It was doubled. And my mom was like, "We're taking a plane back." So we got on a small commuter plane, I think, to Dallas, and got on a big plane. So my first flight was on a teeny tiny commuter plane where you feel it all. And Jennifer, I really relate, because there are times where you're in a situation where you just strap in and you have to go with it, where it's really upsetting for me because I can't stand the loss of control. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe it was years of wanting speed, wanting adventure, wanting to feel like I was a person who goes places, that the excitement of sitting at the window and feeling the sensation of being off the ground and seeing all of the cars down there turn into Hot Wheels, one of the most exciting moments of my life. It was turbulent, and I was like, give me more turbulence so I feel more alive. Whoa. And that has never gone away. And for some reason, in this situation of a plane, it is like the Force of, like, there are things I can control and things I cannot. And I can control what book I read on this plane. Whether or not we get hit by lightning, I cannot control. And there's so many situations in life where I would freak out with that. But for some reason, planes, because I think I associate them with adventure and freedom and agency, feel like I made my choice, and my choice is to be bold, to sit by the window and watch everything become tiny as I soar through the air. I've flown a ton now, and it's parts of it are mundane and annoying and blah, 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 blah. But the excitement of watching the world get tiny beneath me has never gone away. And that's why I always want the window. I've been hogging the mic here, so I apologize. But I also have a tiny bladder, and I'm sick of asking people to move. So I might switch to aisle.
Jen, I'll let you counter to all this stuff here, but this is wonderful. I actually really agree with you. The same situation. We didn't travel much as a family. It was a little too expensive. We'd get in the Volkswagen van and drive down to SeaWorld. Like, that was our trip. So go to Yosemite over here. So when I finally was getting ready for, it was a complicated thing. It was like, I don't know. And I had a little fear of, not just the crash and the fear of the dying. And what you're talking about, the giving up control, is, I think, the key to successful air flight, like, as a passenger. Like, just, I remember I was on the phone with my mom, and she's so fearful of flying. She's still afraid when I'm flying, right? And I have to give her all the information. Here's where I'm landing. And she tracks it. She's on her home on her iPad just tracking my plane. Not problematic at all. I just, like, Mom, if we die, we die. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. And once you hit that level, I think you're free. But the window, I've loved the window, because exactly what you're describing, Joseph. I love takeoff and landings, which are the most dangerous parts of flying, unless you're on a recent Alaska Airlines flight, which I was. So Jen, you're not wrong there. But I love the view. I love seeing. I love landing. I love following along. I'm that idiot who's got the map up on the back of the seat, just going, "Oh, yes. we're over Nebraska. Oh my God, I've seen the Grand Canyon from planes without anyone going, look over there." I've just been like, "Are you all with the Grand Canyon's right there? Do you see?" Like, I love it. But I'm fortunate enough to fly enough with comedy and life and everything now. I need the aisle for my knee and for my bladder and for some space. It's about space. You get some air right here. The window seat can be claustrophobic. If you don't know the other two people, you got to form a partnership with them. And that's sometimes I'm an affable guy in those situations, but it's hard sometimes. Sometimes you get the worst. I like having a little bit of more control in the aisle.
Mm.
So, Jen,
have
we swayed you to start flying more?
I was starting to have a slight panic attack because I was like, well, I don't know if I feel safe having my kids in by the window now. So now I'm going to have to sacrifice myself in case the side blows out.
Keep strapped in. Just keep strapped in.
Oh my gosh. But I will say, I was thinking about when we went on Swiss Airlines to Italy and we were in the middle, like there was like the middle and then one side and one side.
Oh yeah. A bigger plane. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was to London and Paris. Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I felt so relaxed. And also I kept checking that map because I'm like, how far are we? How many more hours? Oh my gosh. The last like 3 hours were just torture. Middle seats can be good. But I do think it is important for me to be able to see what's going on. But the reality is that when there's turbulence, there's nowhere to go. I'm trapped. I can't go anywhere, whether I'm in the window or the aisle. Mm-hmm. Neither is a desirable place for me. And I know that this all stemmed for – I went on a flight in Colorado to Colorado when I was a teenager. We had such bad turbulence. I swear to God, we were probably going to crash. Like it was going vroom, 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 vroom.
Okay.
And like the oxygen mask came down. Like then we went
– oh, God.
And I heard that sound.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had an actual trauma. This is not – okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was like – that was a big one. My parents were freaked out.
Yeah.
And they were like, we were like clutching like our seat like this.
Joseph, yeah. I fear this and actually not fear. I want this. This episode's becoming a little bit of counseling center here for Jen, but we'll keep the debate in mind. But this is fascinating. Joseph, we just hit some trauma for Jen. So we know where it came from here.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel a little guilty being like, it's all about adventures. I don't think I would feel that way if I had had in an early fight a full on trauma. I haven't had that experience of feeling like, oh, wow, this, like, because I remember the soap opera my mom watched when I was a kid, there was a plane crash on. And I remember, like, acting it out with some of my action figures in that and really being frightened as a kid. And so I can relate to being sort of really frightened of it. And if I had had an experience more like yours, I don't think I would be able to be as zen.
Yeah. Think about all the people that have died in plane crashes. Aaliyah, Travis Barker, who nearly almost crashed. I mean, like
Harrison Ford,
John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. Like, I remember these things. And then, of course, when I'm reading the New York Times and I see the thing about the side of the plane on Alaska Airlines blowing out, I'm like, well, that's it. Now I really can't. Because before I was like, oh, it's a small plane.
Yeah, I mean, no one died in that, but
Kobe Bryant. It was a helicopter.
The details of things being sucked out of people's hands. That's the thing I'm going to be afraid of now. If I sit by the window, I always leave my seatbelt on, except for when I get up, obviously.
Same.
But I sometimes like pick out a favorite book to read. And now I'm going to be like, well, I don't want my favorite book to be sucked out.
Yeah. And one of the phones fell 16,000 feet and still works.
Someone recovered it.
Yeah, they recovered it and it works. It's crazy. Sign up, whatever
we need
whatever case that was in. Have a big ad campaign right now.
We need a Pixar film about that phone's adventure.
Yeah. The window might be better for turbulence, I think, in a lot of ways. I just went through some, I haven't had what you had, Jen. I have not had the masks come down because of turbulence. I always say, you watch the flight attendants. If they're acting a little squirrely, then maybe you got something to worry about. Other than that, they're carrying around their normal day. Back from New York the last time in October, such bad turbulence, the flight attendants had to sit down in the aisle. Where they were, they found seats
where
and they sat
were?
Down. Yeah, where they were. They had to sit down. And I had just got my drink. I had a rum and Coke. Open and I spent all the flight doing this, just this like smile, like hey, everybody try to, and it was like I couldn't control it. It was like a magnet was moving the glass. That's not trauma. That was an adventure. I'm with you, Joseph. But I think the window would be better for turbulence. I think I'll make a point there. But I think aisle is where you grow into aisle. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need your help. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I think like even your kids, Jen, 20 years from now, they're going to be like, oh, I'm an aisle person. I used to be window with my mom, but now I'm aisle.
You get more room, more leg room for sure.
Yes, yes.
Especially if I'm next to strangers. And my husband and I usually are on the aisle. So it's like the kids are here. My husband's over here. I'm on the aisle. easy to take the kids to the bathroom when they were babies, walking the aisle, which was horrible. It's torture when you have a crying baby and you're that person. And there's nothing you can do and nowhere you can go for 5 hours. I cannot tell you. And there's no level of alcohol because you really can't drink that much when you have the baby, right? Oh, my God.
Nobody's advocating pounding the rum and Coke and then walking the aisle with the baby for 5 hours. We are not advocating that in any way, shape, or form. Here's the other thing for me about the window. There's the romance, but there's also it is the best way to limit interaction with strangers when I'm flying alone.
Okay. That's a good point.
I have the advantage in this instance. It's an advantage of being a smaller, and I can really shunk in if somebody's pushing over into my space.
Right.
But I can turn to the window and just put all of my energy away.
Yeah.
If you're in the middle, you can't do that. If you're in the aisle, you risk the person across from you becoming a chatty Kevin.
you're more open, wanting
to talk to you. There's nowhere to put. I mean, now that everybody has their individual screens and headphones, I think it's less. But
I want
in my heart to be like, let's open up. Let's be human. Let's have chats on the airplane. Literally every time I have been chatted with someone, I have been invited to join a dubious organization of some kind or to purchase something. I've tried. I've been like, you know what? This person seems friendly. Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is fascinating. I'm with you. I agree. The window's great for that. But is there a point where the conversation shuts off. Is there, because I experienced this one time on a flight, I think to DC, where we sat down, it was a young lady, we sat down, we were chit-chatting, and we hoped there was an empty seat between us. And we kind of both hoped, maybe we'll get no one. And I was like, you have a jacket, I have a jacket. We're having a great time. The plane started to take off, and she literally went, okay, that was fun. Like literally, and put her headphones on. Like that was it. We didn't talk till we landed. And I thought that was perfect. That's the cutoff. There's a social agreement here. Mm-hmm. We're done.
Mm-hmm. And I have had those interactions, and my wife very kindly lets me take the window and often sits in the middle seat. And if it's a friendly person, they'll be the, you know, where are you going? What did you do? Or what have you done? And then we both turn our energy this way or go shunk. And it's worked out. But anytime I've been like, yep, headphones off, this person clearly wants a long conversation, it has been, I got a mark trapped on this plane. So I fear that in the aisle because of my bad experiences.
Okay. So that's a negative for the aisle. You got great points on the window being your own domain, your own kind of city. Aisle two, you get first shot. Usually, if I sit with Grace, I'll make sure she gets first shot. But if I'm aisle, they offer me the drink and food first. I put my order in. And if the snack box is empty by the time it gets to the window, I can't do anything about it. Life is spoken. Fate has...
We give up control of the sky and the snack box.
If someone at the window seat was like, I really wanted that charcuterie board on the plane, I'd be like, all right, you can take mine. It's the last one. But I don't wait to find out. I take it first. So food, drink first. Anything? Is that a good point for either of you?
Jen?
No. I'm going back to the aisle. I mean, the window, because I can, like, if it's a long flight, I can kind of like, you know, set my head on the side. Although now I won't be able to do that. I'll have that terrible fear.
You're just going to lose the pillow.
I'm always keep my seatbelt on. My kids take it off.
Always keep it on.
That's not going to happen anymore. Although I don't want to tell them about this terrible thing. I think the window. Yeah, I can shut myself off from the world. I don't care about the food and beverages as much. I'm good. I'm good. I don't want to talk to anyone. Although I never fly alone anymore. So I don't know what that feels like.
That's true. Yeah, sometimes you might not want to talk to your kids. That's fair. Mommy's in the window seat. You talk to the flight attendant.
Mommy's in the clouds now. Leave me alone.
Okay. All right. So Jen's holding strong on window for some very good reasons. Joseph, you came in waffling. We've gone to a lot of deep discussions about the philosophies of flying and how to survive turbulence. Where are you at right now? Window still calling? You get a siren song in the window?
Window is still calling me because I did try aisle because I had to because a flight was sold out. I'm like, all right, aisle's what's available. I'll do aisle. And at first it was like, this is heaven. I miss seeing the plane take off. But I don't have to worry about annoying two other human beings if I have to pee. And then as the flight went on, it's like, this is magic now. I don't have to use the bathroom at all. And then it suddenly hit me like, wait, now I might have to get up 8 times for people like me who have small bladders. And then the tension came back. I was like, my whole life was like, aisle is total freedom. You don't have to worry about anything. And then I realized, other humans besides you in the world have small bladders and might need to get up. And I ended up getting up twice for other people. So then I was like, is that really the greatest draw of the aisle? Because when I do the window, what I do is, unless it's an emergency, I just wait for, usually I'm on a long enough flight that the other people get up. And then like, when they are already up, this is a team effort now.
Team effort.
That team everybody P. gets up. Yeah. Team P.
Team P. And then you got to time it right. You're not stuck with the carts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. There's windows. There's not windows, but, you know, yes. Windows of time.
Windows of time to get there. Okay.
Yeah.
So
you think unless something sways me, I'm holding steady. Yeah.
The freedom of it.
The only thing I got for aisle is more air to breathe, more room. I think you can control a little bit more of the tone and temperature of the flight with your aisle mates. But you're right. You're not going to be a monster. You're going to get up if someone's got to go. So that's the downside, but easier access to food, easier access to getting off, getting out of there, easier and little more breathing room. That's all I got though. I can't sway you anymore. If you got the siren song of adventure staring down, you get to look at the peak of Kansas as you fly by at the peak of Kansas. Cause
yeah,
I love that. I love
it. But I'm probably going to have to become a middle seat person for a little while because my wife has kindly taken the middle seat for years, and it's probably my turn.
It's probably your turn. Look, the middle seat, it's a state of being. The state of being. You know, you just kind of lock in. It's a lesson in shutting off the rest of the world, even though the rest of the world's staring at you, I think. I'm convinced. Yep. Everyone from every side.
The middle seat is the seat of a Jedi. Just call me.
It's the Qui-Gon accepting.
I couldn't do it. I can't do it. No, I'm realizing now I need the privacy of the window to be able, when I'm clutching my seat and crying like silent tears like this, I don't want people to see me. It's embarrassing. I need the privacy of the window.
That's a shame-based answer. And maybe we get you to sit in the aisle so everyone can see your feelings and you can own them and process them and move past them. I don't know. Maybe it's a rum and diet. That's my drink.
I'm relegated to the aisle for the next, you know, I don't know, 10 years.
But so, in your heart.
Yeah, but in my heart, clutching the window.
Look, it's a 2-1 vote. I still take the aisle. The bigger debate might be, do you pay for the emergency row exit upgrade like I do so I can get the leg room?
Ooh.
And figure if something happens, I'm going to want to be in control of the door anyway. So I'll take the risk and get the leg room. But aisle is for me, but window wins today, 2-1. We've solved it. We've solved flight and travel and transportation. There's a lot of discussions to be had about airlines. Do you get up when the plane lands? You better not. Just wait. All right, we're going to board in time. Do you check or do you bring your baggage onto the airline? I've switched over the course of my life. I used to stow it above me. Now I always check so I don't have that stress of not having room on the plane.
Interesting.
Though, if you want guaranteed free, just don't check your bags. Go to the gate, and when they call for the bag, you get it for free, and you get to board early.
Yes. That's the way to do it.
All right. More discussions to be had. I think this is a bit of fun look at this. We love discussing Star Wars. We love discussing Real World, and more of the subjective wars are on the way. As I said, if you're watching on YouTube, comment below your thoughts and opinions. Be nice. We're having fun here. No need to yell at each other over seats. We'll save that for the airplanes. And let us know where you can find us. Or here's where you can find us. I'm letting us know where you can find us. I pitched
you
to myself.
You let us know where we can be found. Where are we?
Did I just pitch to myself? That's hilarious. Man. Ken, tell us where to find us. Okay. We're on Twitter and Threads at Force Center Pod. We're on Instagram. Facebook page is Force Center Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel here. Merch available at tpublic.com/user/Force Center. You can find the podcast a lot of spots. Just search. You'll find it. But check Apple Music, Spotify, and more. And you can support us directly at patreon.com/Force Center. Follow me at Ken Knapsack or go to my website, kennapsack.com. Jen, where can they find you and send advice on plane travel?
Yes. Thank you for allowing me to work through my plane trauma. I will be taking road trips from now on. You can find me on all the social media sites at Jennifer Landa or TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138.
I just recently took an Amtrak. It was nice. I took one in 08 from Texas to California. Not as nice, but I rode up to my home. It's long, but it's nice. It's doable.
Yeah, I love trains.
There you go. Joseph, take us home. Where can they find you? I know you got a new newsletter out there.
Oh, I want to do trains. The newsletter is called Finish Your Monsters, and you can find links to it on all my social media, but it's on Button Down. So if you just search Button Down, Finish Your Monsters, it'll pop right up. I do have to very quickly, I realized at the top I said I'd clarify what Drunk Butt Star Bear is for anybody who's curious.
Oh, yes.
The Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, I think it is a very nice airport, a lot of access to lots of great stuff. There's a Prince store, just all about Prince. There's artwork in the main sort of concourse area that is all about the different constellations, and it's all very sort of Minnesota themed. But there is a constellation that's a Ursa Minor, that's the bear. But the way the artist chose to do this, there are these little stars right around the bear's head, so it looks like the old cartoon for when you're drunk or got bonked on the head. So it looks like the bear's going kind of thing. And then the bear's butt is rubbing up against this big star. So that's what a Drunk Butt Star Bear became, and I just I take a picture of it or with it every time I come through Minneapolis.
When I finally land in Minneapolis and get to Minnesota and I see that bear, it's going to be like seeing a celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there it is. There
yep.
it is.
Yeah.
All right. We have done it. We have fought those subjective wars, and we're all winners here today. Thanks for listening to Force Center.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.